to the heart of the Texan. Brought to you by Reliance. Welcome to Reliance. How can we help you? And your local Ford dealers, official trucks of the Houston Texans.
He wears the number 99.
Here's pressure, and Dalton's going to go down. J.J. Watt!
And he leads one of the top defenses in the NFL.
Schaub, back to throw. Steps up, and he fires over the middle. Hits Daniels. Takes it across the 40. Takes it back inside to the 44-yard line. Another Houston first down.
Number 8 is the unquestioned leader of the Texans' offense. And he's building towards a championship run here in Houston.
Schaub fakes the give. Plants, blows deep down the middle, and it's caught by Andre Johnson.
The number 8 is worn by a man destined for the Hall of Fame.
Schaub in the gun, throws it right side, wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6.
The only thing missing is the ring.
I can only imagine what it felt like winning one, you know, in the NFL.
Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt, and Matt Schaub are all accomplished athletes with far more than just football in common.
We're all in this for a common goal, and that's to help kids.
I just try to help others where it's needed.
It means more to me to be a great person than it does to be a great football player. And I want to be a damn good football player, so that I have to be a damn good person to try and keep up with that.
And with the help of the Houston Texans, they are stepping off the field to help those in need.
We're delighted with what they have done and what they're going to do.
For the children.
How you doing? You're welcome. Yeah.
For those looking to get back on their feet.
There you go. Everything's good.
And for those who put their lives on the line for you and me.
I am so touched. It's a beautiful homage to my baby.
They all have the heart of a Texan, and they're shining lights in the Houston community. On any given Sunday, this is where you'll find the Texans battling it out as they work to get one step closer to the Super Bowl. Good evening, everybody. I'm Greg Bale.
And I'm Alona Carson. These larger-than-life figures put it all on the line each and every week. But it's what they are doing off the field that's really making a difference in our community.
A father of three girls, Matt Schaub's life off the field is about as far as you can get from the day-to-day grind of the NFL.
When I come home, you know, I'm dad first and foremost, and so it's fun to walk in the door and hear those voices calling out for me, so it's awesome to come home too.
He's such a wonderful family man and dad and husband here, but he is still, you know, if it's going over the playbook or, you know, kind of teaching the girls how to throw, it's really a lot of fun. Do you have a football that you throw around with them?
Yeah, we have a little soft, squishy ball that, you know, I toss around. It is. We toss it around, and they like to try to catch it, and then, I mean, they throw it pretty good.
7 years ago, the Texans were in dire need of a quarterback, and Schaub got the call. As he and the team grew, so did his family, ultimately inspiring him and Lori to start the Great Hope Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to helping kids and their families right here in Houston.
It was about 3 years ago when we were pregnant with Madison, our oldest, when she was born, and it really hit us home that, you know, that's where children is where we wanted to do most of our foundation work, and especially children with medical needs.
We did a lot of volunteer work with Children's Hospital and fell in love with the staff, the doctors, the families that were there, and just learned so much from them. And when you have children, it just magnifies that feeling of you want to help.
With three girls under the age of three, the Schaubs have had their fair share of emergencies.
You never know when your child's going to be in that situation, and you want them to have the best of care. And we've been in the ER a few times with our kids, so you just want to help as much as you can.
I think going in there, we think we're doing a service to them to put a smile on their face. Well, really, they're doing more for us. You know, they warm our hearts so much and put a smile on our face because they're so optimistic given their circumstances.
As Matt looks to elevate his game in 2013, the Schaubs are looking to take their foundation to the next level.
You know, we just recently signed on a $1 million project to expand the emergency center over at West Campus.
So this is the new construction area where we'll be doubling the size of our emergency room.
What is currently a shell will eventually be an additional 12 rooms, ensuring quicker care at Texas Children's West Campus ER.
Everyone was just so excited about helping out and being a part of it.
Getting them into a room is very important, not just because it gets everything done quicker, but allows the healthcare team to be mobilized and start interacting with that patient that much sooner.
What the Shobs are doing for the kids and families at Texas Children's is truly fantastic, but they can't accomplish their goal and finish those rooms without your help. It's very easy to do. Just log on to the link below to show your support.
Ilona, he's not the only superstar helping area children. Andre Johnson's been giving back since he was drafted in 2003, and the kids at Bastrop Elementary know him well. Several times each year, the kids at Bastrop Elementary welcome Andre Johnson with open arms.
It feels like you're coming back home. They treat me the same way, you know, every time. I think this morning it was more energy because we came earlier. Normally we catch them, you know, right before they go home. And, you know, they're probably a little wore out.
On today's visit, the All-Pro wideout came bearing gifts, or as Johnson puts it, rewards for a job well done.
We just try to reward them, you know, when they do well. Just let them know that, you know, when they do things the right way, and, you know, as far as school and community service and, you know, just, you know, doing the right things, you know, they're rewards.
Good morning. I thank y'all for coming out.
Earlier in the day, several kids received a Christmas that they'll never forget.
Everybody ready? Go.
It's a shopping spree that gives these kids a Christmas that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
You know, this is probably the one event I look forward to, you know, every year.
It's a great feeling because you get, you know, not every kid gets to get what they want for Christmas, and for you to be able to give a kid that, you know, you had. I had one girl come up to me and say, how was I even picked for this, you know? But it just shows that, you know, they really appreciate it.
What'd you get?
A dream house.
You know, I always said when I made it, I always wanted to, you know, be able to help others in need. So that's what I do. I just try to help others where it's needed.
And give back he does.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right.
During Thanksgiving, he teams up with Jonathan Joseph to feed some of the residents in the Fifth Ward.
Went through some rough times growing up, and I understand certain situations for certain people. And to be able to... you know, just give them a dinner for Thanksgiving. I think it means a lot to them.
It's a blessing. It's a very blessing. I need, you know, because as you say, I need, you know, and I have a family here, so it's a blessing to have someone to do this for us.
Still ahead on the Heart of the Texans.
Dalton gets the snap. Here's pressure. Dalton's going to go down. J.J. Watt. He's at it again.
To get to this point, J.J. Watt not only had to work hard, but he had to dream big.
You know, I want to help everybody get the same opportunity that I have.
And he's helping kids achieve their dreams. Plus,
makes it easy for a family to participate.
It all starts at the top, how Mr. and Mrs. McNair inspire their team to give back.
It's such a positive influence in the area, so with children and adults and families, so we're really, really proud of it.
That and more. Stay with us. During the season, this place is packed, 70,000 strong. It's a tough place to win for opposing teams. Welcome back to the Heart of the Texans. I'm Greg Bailey.
And I'm Ilona Carson. The players know just how important that home field advantage is, and that's just one of the reasons they spend so much time giving back to the community that supports them.
And J.J. Watt is no different, using his success on the field to help children off of it. After a hard workout, you can always catch J.J. Watt thinking about the people who support him.
It's something that's been in me since day one.
Growing up in the small town of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, J.J.'s parents taught him the importance of giving back.
He was always seemed to be more about, there were a few special needs kids at Pewaukee High School that would come out and watch football practices, watch games and everything, and J.J. always took to that situation. He would always go over to the sidelines and pay special attention to those kids after the games, before games, at practice and things like that.
When he was at Wisconsin, J.J. started to catch the attention of the students and the Badger faith, and that allowed him to take his love of helping others to the next level.
He saw that he had an opportunity to help children
And if it could start when he was still in college, he figured, you know, I've got all these fan base and whatnot, that I would start it that way.
So with the help of family and friends, J.J. started the Justin J. Watt Foundation.
We conceptualized it in my basement. We started it, like the day we started the Twitter, the Facebook, the website, everything, we started it in a coffee shop. It was my mom, myself, and John Singer. Three people started this foundation, literally grassroots, all ourselves. And now we're selling out stadiums, and this event's going to raise close to, if not $300,000. It's unbelievable.
The mission? To help provide after-school opportunities for the children in the community.
I know, I understand that not everybody's as fortunate as I was growing up. And so, even from an early age, in high school and middle school, my parents taught me to give back. Because I want to help everybody out. I want to help everybody get the same opportunities that I have.
Opportunities to learn about accountability, teamwork, leadership, work ethic, and perseverance through athletics.
And I want to see each and every one of you succeed. I wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be donating this money and donating these things if we didn't believe in you all.
Now his working hard, dream big motto is helping children all over the Houston area.
We love you, JJ!
What started as a 5K walk just 4 years ago has grown big. It's enough now to sell out a minor league baseball field for a charity softball game.
Unbelievable, man. You walk out here, it's like a real game. Fans are crazy. They were lining up at like 8:30 this morning for a noon game. I mean, it's unbelievable.
JJ has not only captured the support of this community, he's also earned the respect of his teammates, and they showed up in force to support his foundation.
It just goes to show you, you know, how our fans support, you know, what we do in the community. You know, as long as he, you know, JJ does this, you know, I'll be there to support
him. We're here for JJ, to support him, and just to support the community and our fans. You know, this is awesome. I mean, to come to a pretty decent-sized stadium like this and have it filled was just amazing.
JJ was also able to share the field with three kids who lost their parents in a tragic accident. It's an accident that not only changed the lives of the Berry kids, it also changed JJ's as well.
To spend that moment with them right before the game, it was a very neat deal, and I know they really loved it and they had a great time. It was cool, and it's awesome to see the fans react to them, because it's almost like our fans have a reaction with them and they have a relationship with them because of everything that they've been through. It's very special to them, and I know today meant a lot to them.
And from the fans, today we raised over $300,000.
With so much success, J.J. Watt seems to have the world in the palm of his hands, but he's not about to stop.
But it all comes with hard work, and I'm trying to do this again and again and again, and it's not just a one-year thing. I have a lot of work to do to accomplish all my goals. Being able to go and give back, being able to go out in the community and say thank you to the people who support me and support our team, and then going out and meeting kids and going to hospitals and doing things like that. Right now it's so cool because I have the opportunity to put a smile on somebody's face just by walking into a room and shaking their hand.
Coming up, Owen Daniels and the Texans throw strikes to help kids in need.
In the last 3 years that we've been doing this, we've reached out to about 400,000 kids and their families.
Kareem Jackson is helping others battle cancer.
I know how their families feel, so you know, for me, I wanted to be a part of that.
Stay low, stay low.
And how Jonathan Joseph is helping kids perfect their craft.
You know, growing up as a kid, that's the thing that you always want to see, and it's the thing that you dream about.
Plus, it starts at the top, how Mr. and Mrs. McNair are setting the standard when it comes to giving back.
You know, it's the most rewarding thing you can experience, and such a thrill to be able to help others.
That and more when the Heart of the Texans returns. Stay with us.
With summer in full swing, so many kids in our area have perfected their craft by attending local football camps. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Greg Bailey.
And I'm Alona Carson. One of those camps was held right here on this field by two All-Pros looking to give back to kids who need it most.
Yeah, drive.
Finish through. There you go. Oh, there you go. Good concentration.
A warm and windy day in April, and Jonathan Joseph is out helping kids learn the game of football.
It's good to see a smile on their face and come out here and, you know, just show them the basic fundamentals and techniques and things like that. It's just always a pleasure.
Jonathan focused on the defensive back.
One thing y'all always remember, low man always wins. Low man always wins.
Andre Johnson on the receiver.
Breakdown, where you going? There you go. Good job.
Nearly 400 kids and a chance to get up close and personal with their idol.
That was cool because when I was like 4 hours, looked up to him as an idol. And when I got to the Texas games, we could do it and there's no free Texas and look at him play. That was cool to see him up close because he got to tell me what to do, how to line up and everything. I got to catch the ball. That was awesome.
I never had nothing like this growing up. I never had a NFL guy or a professional player come speak at my school or anything like that.
It's part of the 6th annual First and 10 Youth Camp put on by the two Pro Bowlers and another way they give back to the people who support them on Sunday.
It's funny because a lot of them can't believe they're just standing next to you.
It is always a great thing just to have those kids looking up to us because at the end of the day, sometimes you forget about it when you get caught up in all the things, you know, from going to practice, going to work out and things like that. Just to see how those guys care so much about you is just a great feeling.
So nice to see these guys out helping kids do something they love. And while most of the players stick with what they know, some of them step off the gridiron to help out. Right, Greg?
That's right, Ilona. Texans tight end Owen Daniels is throwing strikes with his teammates to help kids and their families get back on their feet.
This is our first bowling event, first kingpin event, as we're calling it. So hopefully we'll raise a little bit more awareness and get some more support for the foundation.
Owen started the Catching Dreams Foundation back in 2010, and since then he's helped over 400,000 children and their families. The goal is to provide critically and chronically ill children throughout Greater Houston with daily support and life-changing experience.
You see smiles on kids' faces, and that allows me to go home at night and feel good about it. You know, helping people out is a good feeling.
And with the help of his teammates, it was a great event that'll be back next year to raise even more funds.
Houston's been great to me, so it's only right to give back.
Now, while Owen throws strikes to help kids out, another Texans player is flying under the radar to help kids fight cancer. And for Kareem Jackson, the battle is personal. Today, Kareem is visiting Corey Filer and his family.
What do you think after every play, there being a flag out on the field? Start to get on your nerves a little bit?
Yeah, it does. Anytime you get a flag, it does. You know, especially if it's third down or something, they give them a flag.
Corey has been fighting cancer since he was 10 years old, something Kareem knows a little something about.
Growing up, you know, my sister had leukemia.
For 3 years, Kareem's sister was in and out of the hospital fighting the disease, so he can relate to what these kids and their families are going through.
I know how those families feel, so, you know, for me, I wanted to be a part of that.
He understands where we're coming from because he's been in the situation.
By teaming up with Candlelighters here in Houston, Kareem is helping kids like Corey and his family live a normal life, at least for one day.
The thing that Kareem does, he gets us out, he gets us to go see the games, and he, like, gets our mind off it. He keeps us positive and keeps us not thinking about the bad stuff that's going on.
Kareem has been working with Candlelighters for 3 years now. The nonprofit organization provides emotional, educational, and practical support to families of children with cancer.
Anytime I can put smiles on their face and, you know, make them happy, make they go a little bit better, you know, I'm all for it. So it's definitely inspiring for me, and those kids definitely my heroes.
Coming up on The Heart of the Texans.
He's the man responsible for bringing football back to the Bayou City.
We want to bring a championship to Houston, and that's what this is all about.
With it, he brought a team dedicated both on and off the field.
The community supports us. We try to support the community.
That and more still to come. Stick with us.
The Houston Texans.
The organization as a whole does so much from the Houston community from the top down. And I think that spreads throughout the locker room, and players see that. And
want to be role models.
You see guys like J.J. Watt and Andre and, you know, Arian doing stuff in the community. So, you know, it kind of spreads throughout. You know, they do it by, they lead by example.
You know, we have a leader like that. That definitely trickles down to the players. And we have a great platform as players to be able to give back, whether it's in the community here in Houston or back in our hometowns.
Whether a seasoned veteran or a rookie, everyone on the Texans roster wants to give back. Welcome back to the Heart of the Texans. I'm Alona Carson.
And I'm Greg Bailey. It's a vision that Bob McNair had when he brought football back to the Bayou City. He not only wants the best of his players on the field, but off the field as well.
The message that I've delivered to the team from day one is, I won't do anything that embarrasses you. You don't do anything that embarrasses me. And that's the contract.
Direct and right to the point, Bob McNair has built the team with community in mind.
Yes, we want to bring a championship to Houston. That's what this is all about. But we want to do it in such a way that the community wants it.
And coaches have a great platform to support not only the organizations that they're passionate about, but the organizations that the team supports.
We focus on the youth and families. And so that's why the three main charities that we support are the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA and the Food Bank.
Every time J.J. Watt or any of the Texans players sack the quarterback, HEB will donate $1,000 to the Houston Food Bank.
This is pretty cool. When you have an opportunity for your play on the field to directly affect lives off the field, that's a pretty neat deal.
It's part of the Sacks for Hunger program, and with J.J. Watt getting 24 of the Texans' 47 sacks last season, he alone helped feed over 66,000 Houstonians in 2012. The Houston Texans YMCA opened its doors back in 2011 and has been serving a community in need ever since.
But it's just a tremendous facility, and our players go out, and the kids love them, and the fans, and it's just a wonderful improvement to that community.
For Mr. McNair, the YMCA is close to home.
And I would ride my bicycle right in the middle of downtown Charlotte and go to the YMCA every week. And it had a very positive influence on me. I played my first football in the Ray Y League for, you know, the YMCA sponsors.
Whether it's the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, or a salute to the military, you'll always find the Texans pitching in where help is needed.
From Reliance Stadium, I'm Alona Carson along with Greg Bailey. Thank you for joining us and have a great night.
Brought to you by Reliance. Welcome to Reliance. How can we help you? And your local Ford dealers, official trucks of the Houston Texans.
He wears the number 99.
Here's pressure, and Dalton's going to go down. J.J. Watt!
And he leads one of the top defenses in the NFL.
Schaub, back to throw. Steps up, and he fires over the middle. Hits Daniels, takes it across the 40, takes it back inside to the 44-yard line. Another Houston first down.
Number 8 is the unquestioned leader of the Texans offense. And he's building towards a championship run here in Houston.
Schaub takes the give. Plants, blows deep down the middle, and it's caught by Andre Johnson.
The number 8 is worn by a man destined for the Hall of Fame.
Schaub in the gun, throws it right side, wide receiver screen. Andre Johnson across the 40, 35 to his right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10. The Texans win!
The only thing missing is the ring.
I can only imagine what it felt like winning one, you know, in the NFL.
Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt, and Matt Schaub are all accomplished athletes with far more than just football in common.
We're all in this for a common goal, and that's to help kids.
I just try to help others where it's needed.
It means more to me to be a great person than it does to be a great football player. And I want to be a damn good football player, so that I have to be a damn good person to try and keep up with that.
And with the help of the Houston Texans, they are stepping off the field to help those in need.
We're delighted with what they have done and what they're going to do.
For the children.
How you doing? You're welcome.
For those looking to get back on their feet.
There you go. Everything's good.
And for those who put their lives on the line for you and me.
I am so touched. That's a beautiful homage to my baby.
They all have the heart of a Texan, and they're shining lights in the Houston community.
On any given Sunday, this is where you'll find the Texans battling it out as they work to get one step closer to the Super Bowl. Good evening, everybody. I'm Greg Bailey.
And I'm Alona Carson. These larger-than-life figures put it all on the line each and every week. But it's what they are doing off the field that's really making a difference in our community.
A father of three girls, Matt Schaub's life off the field is about as far as you can get from the day-to-day grind of the NFL.
When I come home, you know, I'm dad first and foremost, and so it's fun to walk in the door and hear those voices calling out for me, so it's awesome to come home too.
He's such a wonderful family man and dad and husband here, but he is still, you know, if it's going over the playbook or, you know, kind of teaching the girls how to throw, it's a lot of fun. Do you have a football that you throw around with them?
Yeah, we have a little soft, squishy ball that, you know, I toss around. We toss it around and they like to try to catch it, and then, I mean, they throw it pretty good.
7 years ago, the Texans were in dire need of a quarterback, and Schaub got the call. As he and the team grew, so did his family, ultimately inspiring him and Lori to start the Great Hope Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to helping kids and their families right here in Houston.
It was about 3 years ago when we were pregnant with Madison, our oldest, when she was born, and it really hit us home that, you know, that's where children is where we wanted to do most of our foundation work, and especially children with medical needs.
We did a lot of volunteer work with Children's Hospital and fell in love with the staff, the doctors, the families that were there, and just learned so much from them. And when you have children, it just magnifies that feeling of you want to help.
With three girls under the age of three, the Schaubs have had their fair share of emergencies.
You never know when your child's going to be in that situation, and you want them to have the best of care. And we've been in the ER a few times with our kids, so you just want to help as much as you can.
I think going in there, we think we're doing a service to them to put a smile on their face. Well, really, they're doing more for us. You know, they warm our hearts so much and put a smile on our face because they're so optimistic given their circumstances.
As Matt looks to elevate his game in 2013, the Schaubs are looking to take their foundation to the next level.
You know, we just recently signed on $1 million project to expand the emergency center over at West Campus.
So this is the new construction area where we'll be doubling the size of our emergency room.
What is currently a shell will eventually be an additional 12 rooms, ensuring quicker care at Texas Children's West Campus ER.
Everyone was just so excited about helping out and being a part of it.
Getting them into a room is very important, not just because it gets everything done quicker, but allows the healthcare team to be mobilized and start interacting with that patient that much sooner.
What the Schaubs are doing for the kids and families at Texas Children's is truly fantastic, but they can't accomplish their goal and finish those rooms without your help. It's very easy to do. Just log on to the link below to show your support.
Ilona, he's not the only superstar helping area children. Andre Johnson's been giving back since he was drafted in 2003, and the kids at Bastrop Elementary know him well. Several times each year, the kids at Bastrop Elementary welcome Andre Johnson with open arms.
It feels like you're coming back home. They treat me the same way, you know, every time. So I think this morning it was more energy because we came earlier. Normally we catch them, you know, right before they go home. And, you know, they're probably a little wore out.
On today's visit, the All-Pro wideout came bearing gifts, or as Johnson puts it, rewards for a job well done.
We just try to reward them, you know, when they do well. Just let them know that, you know, when they do things the right way, and, you know, as far as school and community service and, you know, just, you know, doing the right things, you know, they're rewards.
Good morning. I thank y'all for coming out.
Earlier in the day, several kids received a Christmas that they'll never forget.
Everybody ready? Go.
It's a shopping spree that gives these kids a Christmas that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
You know, this is probably the one event I look forward to, you know, every year.
It's a great feeling because you get, you know, not every kid gets to get what they want for Christmas, and for you to be able to give a kid that, you know, you had, I had one girl come up to me and say, how was I even picked for this, you know? But it just shows that, you know, they really appreciate it.
What'd you get?
A dream house
You know, I always said when I made it, I always wanted to, you know, be able to help others in need. So that's what I do. I just try to help others where it's needed.
And give back he does.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right.
During Thanksgiving, he teams up with Jonathan Joseph to feed some of the residents in the Fifth Ward.
Went through some rough times growing up, and I understand certain situations for certain people. And to be able to, you know, just give them a dinner for Thanksgiving, I think it means a lot to them.
It's a blessing. It's very blessing. I need, you know, because as you say, I need, you know, and I have family here, so it's a blessing to have someone to do this for us.
Still ahead on the Heart of the Texans.
Dalton gets the snap. Here's pressure, and Dalton's going to go down. J.J. Watt, he's at it again.
To get to this point, J.J. Watt not only had to work hard, but he had to dream big.
Now, I want to help everybody get the same opportunities that I have.
And he's helping kids achieve their dreams. Plus,
makes it easy for a family to participate.
It all starts at the top, how Mr. and Mrs. McNair inspire their team to give back.
It's such a positive influence in the area, so it's children and adults and families, so we're really, really proud of it.
That and more. Stay with us.
During the season, this place is packed, 70,000 strong. It's a tough place to win for opposing teams. Welcome back to the Heart of the Texans. I'm Greg Bailey.
And I'm Alona Carson. The players know just how important that home field advantage is, and that's just one of the reasons they spend so much time giving back to the community that supports them.
And J.J. Watt is no different, using his success on the field to help children off of it.
After a hard workout, you can always catch J.J. Watt thinking about the people who support him.
It's something that's been in me since day one.
Growing up in the small town of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, J.J.'s parents taught him the importance of giving back.
He was always seemed to be more about, there were a few special needs kids at Pewaukee High School that would come out and watch football practices, watch games and everything, and J.J. always took to that situation. He would always go over to the sidelines and pay special attention to those kids after the games, before games, at practice and things like that.
When he was at Wisconsin, J.J. started to catch the attention of the students and the Badger faithful, and that allowed him to take his love of helping others to the next level.
He saw that he had an opportunity to help children, and if it could start when he was still in college, he figured, you know, I've got all these fan base and whatnot, that I would start it that way.
So with the help of family and friends, J.J. started the Justin J. Watt Foundation.
We conceptualized it in my basement. We started it, like the day we started the Twitter, the Facebook, the website, everything, we started it in a coffee shop. It was my mom, myself, and John Singer. Three people started this foundation, literally grassroots, all ourselves, and now we're selling out stadiums, and this event's going to raise close to, if not $300,000, and it's unbelievable.
The mission? To help provide after-school opportunities for the children in the community.
I know, I understand that not everybody's as fortunate as I was growing up, and so even from an early age, in high school and middle school, my parents taught me to give back, because I want to help everybody out. I want to help everybody get the same opportunities that I have.
Opportunities to learn about accountability, teamwork, leadership, work ethic, and perseverance through athletics.
And I want to see each and every one of you succeed. I wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be donating this money and donating these things if we didn't believe in you all.
Now his working hard, dream big motto is helping children all over the Houston area.
We love you, JJ!
What started as a 5K walk just 4 years ago has grown big. It's enough now to sell out a minor league baseball field for a charity softball game.
Unbelievable, man. You walk out here, it's like a real game. Fans are crazy. They were lining up at like 8:30 this morning for a noon game. I mean, it's unbelievable.
J.J. has not only captured the support of this community, he's also earned the respect of his teammates, and they showed up in force to support his foundation.
It just goes to show you, you know, how our fans support, you know, what we do in the community. You know, as long as he, you know, J.J. does this, you know, I'll be there to support
him. We're here for J.J. to support him and just to support the community and our fans. You know, this is awesome. I mean, to come to a pretty decent-sized stadium like this and have it field was just amazing.
JJ was also able to share the field with three kids who lost their parents in a tragic accident. It's an accident that not only changed the lives of the Berry kids, it also changed JJ's as well.
To spend that moment with them right before the game, it was a very neat deal, and I know they really loved it and they had a great time. It was cool, and it's awesome to see the fans react to them, because it's almost like our fans have a reaction with them and they have a relationship with them because of everything that they've been through. It's very special to them. I know today meant a lot to them.
And from the fans, today we raised over $300,000.
With so much success, J.J. Watt seems to have the world in the palm of his hands, but he's not about to stop.
But it all comes with hard work, and I'm trying to do this again and again and again. And it's not just a one-year thing. I have a lot of work to do to accomplish all my goals. Being able to go and give back, being able to go out in the community and say thank you to the people who support me and support our team, and then going out and meeting kids and going to hospitals and doing things like that. Right now it's so cool because I have the opportunity to put a smile on somebody's face just by walking into a room and shaking their hand.
Coming up, Owen Daniels and the Texans throw strikes to help kids in need.
In the last 3 years that we've been doing this, we've reached out to about 400,000 kids and their families.
Kareem Jackson is helping others battle cancer.
I know how they family feel, so you know, for me, I wanted to be a part of that.
Stay low, stay low.
And how Jonathan Joseph is helping kids perfect their craft.
You know, growing up as a kid, that's the thing that you always want to see, and it's the thing that you dream about.
Plus, it starts at the top, how Mr. and Mrs. McNair are setting the standard when it comes to giving back.
You know, it's the most rewarding thing you can experience, and such a thrill to be able to help others.
That and more when the hearts of the Texans return. Stay with us.
With summer in full swing, so many kids in our area have perfected their craft by attending local football camps. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Greg Bailey.
And I'm Alona Carson. One of those camps was held right here on this field by two All-Pros looking to give back to kids who need it most.
Yeah, drive.
Finish through. There you go. Oh, there you go. Good concentration.
A warm and windy day in April, and Jonathan Joseph is out helping kids learn the game of football.
It's good to see a smile on their face and come out here and, you know, just show them the basic fundamentals and techniques and things like that. It's just always a pleasure.
Jonathan focused on the defensive back.
One thing y'all always remember, low man always wins. Low man always wins.
Andre Johnson on the receiver.
Breakdown, where you going? There you go. Good job.
Nearly 400 kids and a chance to get up close and personal with their idol.
That was cool because when I was like 4 hours, I looked up to him as an idol. And when I got to those Texas games, we could go up and there was no free Texas and look at him play. That was cool to see him up close because he got to tell me what to do, how to line up and everything. I got to catch the ball. That was awesome.
I never had nothing like this growing up. I never had a NFL guy or a professional player come speak at my school or anything like that.
It's part of the 6th annual First and 10 Youth Camp put on by the two Pro Bowlers, and another way they give back to the people who support them on Sunday.
It's funny because a lot of them can't believe they're just standing next to you.
It is always a great thing just to have those kids looking up to us, because at the end of the day, sometimes you forget about it when you get caught up in all the things, you know, from going to practice, going to work out and things like that. Just to see how those guys care so much about you is just a great feeling.
So nice to see these guys out helping kids do something they love. And while most of the players stick with what they know, some of them step off the gridiron to help out. Right, Greg?
That's right, Alona. Texans tight end Owen Daniels is throwing strikes with his teammates to help kids and their families get back on their feet.
This is our first bowling event, first kingpin event, as we're calling it. So hopefully we'll raise a little bit of more awareness and get some more support for the foundation.
Owen started the Catching Dreams Foundation back in 2010, and since then he's helped over 400,000 children and their families. The goal is to provide critically and chronically ill children throughout Greater Houston with daily support and life-changing experience.
You see smiles on kids' faces, and that allows me to go home at night and feel good about it. You know, helping people out is a good feeling.
And with the help of his teammates, it was a great event that'll be back next year to raise even more funds.
Houston's been great to me, so it's only right to give back.
Now, while Owen throws strikes to help kids out, another Texans player is flying under the radar to help kids fight cancer. And for Kareem Jackson, the battle is personal. Today, Kareem is visiting Corey Filer and his family.
What do you think after every play, there was being a flag out down the field? Start to get on your nerves a little bit?
It does. Anytime you get a flag, it does. You know, especially if it's third down or something, they give them a break.
Corey has been fighting cancer since he was 10 years old, something Kareem knows a little something about.
Growing up, you know, my sister had leukemia.
For 3 years, Kareem's sister was in and out of the hospital fighting the disease, so he can relate to what these kids and their families are going through.
I know how those families feel, so, you know, for me, I wanted to be a part of that.
He understands where we're coming from because he's been in the situation.
By teaming up with Candlelighters here in Houston, Kareem is helping kids like Corey and his family live a normal life, at least for one day.
The thing that Kareem does, he gets us out, he gets us to go see the games, and he like gets our mind off it. He keeps us positive and keeps us not thinking about the bad stuff that's going on.
Kareem has been working with Candlelighters for 3 years now. The nonprofit organization provides emotional, educational, and practical support to families of children with cancer.
Anytime I can put smiles on their face and, you know, make them happy, make they go a little bit better, you know, I'm all for it. So it's definitely inspired for me, and those kids definitely my hero.
Coming up on The Heart of the Texans. He's the man responsible for bringing football back to the Bayou City.
We want to bring a championship to Houston. That's what this is all about.
With it, he brought a team dedicated both on and off the field.
The community supports us. We try to support the community.
That and more still to come. Stick with us.
In Texas.
The organization as a whole does so much from the Houston community from the top down. And I think that spreads throughout the locker room. And players see that and want to be role models. In the
you see guys like J.J. Watt and Andre and, you know, Aaron doing stuff in the community. So, you know, it kind of spreads throughout. You know, they do it by, they lead by example.
You know, we have a leader like that. That definitely trickles down to the players. And we have a great platform as players to be able to give back, whether it's in the community here in Houston or back in our hometowns.
Whether a seasoned veteran or a rookie, everyone on the Texans roster wants to give back. Welcome back to the Heart of the Texans. I'm Alona Carson.
And I'm Greg Bailey. It's a vision that Bob McNair had when he brought football back to the Bayou City. He not only wants the best of his players on the field, but off the field as well.
The message that I've delivered to the team from day one is, I won't do anything that embarrasses you. You don't do anything that embarrasses me. And that's the contract.
Direct and right to the point, Bob McNair has built the team with community in mind.
Yes, we want to bring a championship to Houston. That's what this is all about. But we want to do it in such a way that the community wants it.
And coaches have a great platform to support not only the organizations that they're passionate about, but the organizations that the team supports.
We focus on the youth and families. And so that's why the three main charities that we support are the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA and the Food Bank.
Every time J.J. Watt or any of the Texans players sack the quarterback, HEB will donate $1,000 to the Houston Food Bank.
This is pretty cool. When you have an opportunity for your play on the field to directly affect lives off the field, that's a pretty neat deal.
It's part of the Sacks for Hunger program, and with J.J. Watt getting 24 of the Texans' 47 sacks last season, he alone helped feed over 66,000 Houstonians in 2012. The Houston Texans YMCA opened its doors back in 2011 and has been serving a community in need ever since.
But it's just a tremendous facility, and our players go out, and the kids love them, and the fans, and it's just a wonderful improvement to that community.
For Mr. McNair, the YMCA is close to home.
And I would ride my bicycle right in the middle of downtown Charlotte and go to the YMCA every week. And it had a very positive influence on me
I played my first football in the Gray Y League for, you know, the YMCA sponsor.
Whether it's the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, or a salute to the military, you'll always find the Texans pitching in where help is needed.
From Reliance Stadium, I'm Alona Carson along with Greg Bailey. Thank you for joining us and have a great night.